Shalom, everybody, and Shana Tova. This is, of course, the time of year where our focus is on tshuva, on doing tshuva, on living tshuva. And we can ask the following question. When a person does tshuva, when one's sins are erased, does Hashem forgive our sins from a perspective of chesed or from emet, from din? In other words, when we do something wrong and then we do tshuva, does Hashem forgive us mimidat ha-chesed? In other words, from a completely undeserved place and only out of the goodness of his heart, so to speak? Or does Hashem's forgiveness, does Hashem's erasing of our sinful past come mimidat ha-emet, mimidat ha-din, almost because, so to speak, God has to forgive us? Of course, Hashem doesn't have to do anything. But when he forgives us, does he do so because he has decided to abide by the rules that he created, which dictate that if you do tshuva, he'll forgive us? Or is it midat ha-chesed, completely out of the, again, out of the goodness of his heart? This question is asked by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University, who died in 1993. He asks this question and offers a beautiful answer in a very lengthy shir summarized in Al HaTshuva, beginning on page 15. Rabbi Soloveitchik answers this question and other questions by describing two kinds of tshuva, two types of tshuva that people can and must experience. First, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, there is a type of tshuva called kapara, atonement. This type of tshuva is characterized by being somewhat superficial, maybe a little shallow. It's certainly effective, and we do it pretty regularly. It's what happens, perhaps, when we daven three times a day, and we say, Slach lanu avinu kichatanu. It's the kind of tshuva that the Gemara often refers to as hirhurei tshuva. In other words, when someone thinks about tshuva, has a notion to do tshuva, these kinds of examples, and other examples. This kind of tshuva, the kapara, the atonement type of tshuva, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is the kind of tshuva that is effective to avoid divine punishment on the most basic level. However, there is another kind of tshuva, a deeper kind of tshuva, that is more fundamental, more deep-rooted, and is more long-lasting. Rabbi Soloveitchik calls this kind of tshuva a tahara kind of tshuva, a purification kind of tshuva. This kind of tshuva does not take a few moments. It may not even take a few days or months or even years. It's a tshuva that goes to the very heart of why we sinned, of what factors in our lives contributed to our sin. Tahara level tshuva looks at the environment that we have made for ourselves and placed ourselves in that made the conditions ripe for our straying from the path that we know which is right. Tahara level tshuva does not prevent punishment. It repairs our relationship with the Borei Olam. And so now we can return to our original question. When we do tshuva, does Hashem forgive us on a chesed level or on an emet, on a din level? Rabbi Soloveitchik says the answer depends on what kind of tshuva we perform. If we perform mere kapara level tshuva, then we do not really deserve forgiveness. We do not really deserve Hashem's erasing of our past. And this kind of forgiveness comes completely from Hashem's infinite kindness. However, if we dig very deep, if we change our direction in our lives, if we take the time, if we invest the energy, if we take the courageous steps of tahara level tshuva, then Hashem is bound, so to speak, by his own word, and forgives us mimidat ha-chesed, mimidat ha-din. And that, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is what the Rambam, what Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, it's what the Rambam is referring to when he says in Hilchot Tshuva Perek Bet Halacha Dalet, that when a person does tshuva, real tshuva, he or she can say to Hashem, Ani acher, ve'eini oto ha-ish yasa otan ha-masim, I'm a completely different person. If I get a speeding ticket, and if I go to court, and I ask for leniency, and the judge grants it, that's pure chesed. I deserved a punishment, and the judge, out of the goodness of his or her heart, said I don't owe the fine. That's chesed. But if When I walk into court, the judge says, okay, Charlie Jones, you deserve a punishment. I can say, excuse me, I'm not Charlie Jones. Punish him. Don't punish me. And when the judge vacates the judgment, that's not chesed. That's din. That's emet. I am not the person that you want to punish. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zocha. We should all work hard this time of year and all year round to achieve a true, sincere, deep-rooted, tahara-level tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.